correct. But each be equal, at least under one and two. It wouldn't make any difference whether it was a firearm or a dagger or something.
But, let me see if I understand this. In terms of cars, we're talking about concealed weapons and cars, the intention, your intention would only be to cover firearms.
Right.
Okay, but in terms of concealed weapons on persons, to cover
everything else again.
Okay, I think that's an appropriate amendment.
Yeah, on the law that we did have, didn't it say immediate control? Didn't it use the word immediate?
Which law we have?
In other words, if you had to go
no,
in
which, the which law?
That's
existing law?
Yeah, existing law.
Okay, what's that?
Basically, we used the word gun under your immediate control, which meant that if you had a glove compartment and you had to go to the trouble to open the door and get it and everything, is that what?
No, it's not clear. That's one of the problems with it.
But yet, if you had it stuck underneath the seat, where you could just reach down and grab it, then it is concealed. You could carry it in your trunk.
It's as concealed about his person. There's no.
Doesn't mention automobile?
No.
No, we've got lots of case law on
that's the problem.
But we can draft it that way. If we could add that concept into it if you want to.
Well, let's take up the issue that Mr. Lask brought up, changing the firearms to deadly weapons.
In terms of A2.
Yeah,
that.
The car vehicle.
I don't know if that would say explosive.
I don't think it's necessary. I think that's a good amendment. Toss it.
You don't need it. Mr. Lask, you move that amendment. Okay. The motion is page 2, line 8, change deadly weapon to firearm.
And on page 1, line 14, change deadly weapon to firearm, and then knock out other than an ordinary pocket knife. So it not only possesses a firearm that's concealed.
Does everybody see that on page 1, line 2, the same amendment? Be consistent.
Does a propelled vehicle include those?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
What do you ask that question for now? I read this over again.
Yeah. I shouldn't have asked.
Gee, like all kinds of deadly weapons in my book.
No,
including including cleaning knives.
We just amended it to include only firearms.
We could say automobile. Also.
Believe me, there's that's fraught with problems. You know, do you want to include a snowmobile within an automobile? Is that a tractor?
All right, let's take care of 1 minute at a time. Is there any objection to amendment on firearms? There's no objection, the amendment stops.
I have one other thing to bring up.
Jim?
On line 24 of page 1, it says it's a defense if you're in your dwelling, that's no problem, or engaged in lawful hunting, fishing, trapping, or other outdoor sporting activity. I think you should either specifically include or specifically exclude hiking, because I don't think it's clear from that language whether or not it's included.
Whether hiking is outdoor sporting activity.
Because the enumerated items there involve the use of some kind of equipment, and hiking doesn't necessarily. However, there are hikers naturally who carry guns with them. And so the policy question is, do you want to prohibit the possession of firearms in a concealed way when you're hiking?
The distinction is hunting, fishing, trapping, you know, are like licensed activities.
That's another distinction you could draw, yes.
And so that's why we have listed those licensed activities and then used outdoor sporting activities to include everything else.
Well, you could say or other licensed outdoor sporting activities if you want to exclude hiking, but it's clear whether it's included or not, is all I'm saying.
Well, what do you think outdoor sporting activity includes?
It's open.
I don't know. I would guess that it would not include hiking, but I'm just guessing.
I'll look up sporting in a second.
You see, the problem is the court is going to interpret this in favor of the defendant, probably, if there's any doubt. So on that principle, hiking would be included. But on just a sort of a linguistic basis, I would say probably be excluded. But it's up to you both to decide. You give me the word one way or the other, and I'll make it specific.
Well, the intent was that outdoor sporting activity does include hiking. It does include wildlife photography.
You put hiking in there and you carry a broad implication, I think, of a lot of the kind of roaming around behavior.
I want to say something. I think it's much broader to say outdoor sporting activity. I do think that you've raised a good point, and I think maybe it would be clearer if we eliminated the word other. Say, for engaged in lawful hunting, fishing, trapping, or outdoors, or any outdoor sporting activity, or other seems to limit it more.
If I could say, I'm not suggesting taking out the phrase other outdoor sporting activity, I'm suggesting either putting in hiking or saying except hiking. In other words, you say hunting, fishing, trapping, hiking, or other outdoor sporting activity, or hunting, fishing, trapping, or other outdoor sporting activity except hiking. In other words, say something about it.
Well, I think that outdoor sporting activity includes hiking. That's my interpretation.
Is the intent of the committee then to include hiking within outdoor sporting? Commentary to reflect that.
It is. What we mean is that, you know, people go out and do recreational things outdoors, like climbing glaciers, like climbing Mount Roberts, just hiking on trails, and they go out to the McNeil River and take pictures of bears, and, things like that. People go beachcombing. You know, that's outdoor sporting activity.
I think it would be clearer that that was meant to be included if you added the word hiking.
Well,
that's my recommendation.
I really disagree with you. I feel as though if we add the word hiking, then we are excluding climbing and photographing and all the other things. Whereas if we leave it outdoor sporting activity, that includes all of them.
Well, why do you have hunting, fishing, and trapping?
Because those are licensed activities.
I think that, that this discussion is referenced in the comments.
See, the thing is, it is defined what hunting is. You know, like that's going out and shooting, and fishing is, that's covered legally, trapping is covered legally. There is a legal definition of those already. There's no legal definition already that you don't get a license to go beachcombing or hiking or wildlife photography. So it was our feeling, like we first said, okay, we obviously got to cover hunting, fishing, trapping. And then we said, well, there's these other things that people need to use guns for too, but they're not defined. So we came up with one phrase that covered all those activities. And that's how it came about.
So, am I to understand that you don't wish to refer to hiking in any way?
Does anybody want to? Bill's looking up sporting.
No,
probably means water polo. I don't think so. I think you should cover it in commentary, and we should give more examples than just hiking.
Mm-hmm. Okay, no problem.
Mrs. Redd.
I guess I've never understood on line 20, this unemancipated minor under 16 years of age. Is that, are we saying by that if you're between 16 and 18, for instance, or if you're an unemancipated minor over 16 years of age, and you can possess a firearm without the consent of your parent or guardian?
Right.
Right. Without violating this particular statute,
it still may be a violation of federal law.
Or local law, conceivably.
Well, all I have to judge it by is my own kids. And it would be okay with me if you're, like kids, but. I want you.
Okay. Is there any other amendments to this?
I had a question that before we get off the time line. Maybe it'll be a brief one, but are we clear on the air whether you're on a sporting event or not? If you can't be have a concealed weapon, or we could just say not necessarily concealed possession of a firearm while under the influence.
Oh yeah, that's another step under intoxicated. I assume we were saying intoxicated liquor.
Yeah, and I know in this one we're talking about buying or selling a gun to somebody that's under intoxicated, but it is covered.
Yeah, yeah, not in this section, but in I think second degree. Yeah. What, Terry, did we reach something on that glove compartment issue?
I don't
know. No, we amended the firearm.
Okay.
So far, you have not dealt with the question of whether there's going to be some kind of defense if the weapon is concealed in a locked container, even though it's within an arm's reach. I think the way it is now, it would cover a weapon.
You have to.